Well, they certainly have played a role in the general atmospherics. Clearly, the U.S. has taken a peaceful pressure campaign. It clearly has been something that Donald Trump has taken credit for in terms of sustaining pressure. There has been a step up of U.S. military capability. There have been a whole set of drills over the last 6 months. And so those joint exercises have been perceived seriously, and sanctions may be taking a bite. All of this helps move North Korea forward in terms of its approach, and we saw that in North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's call for inter-Korean talks at the new year.
The U.S. State Department said Pyongyang might be trying to drive a wedge between Washington and Seoul and weaken a U.S.-led campaign to force the North to give up its nuclear weapons.
Well, that is a common perception talked about among analysts and among government officials. But it seems to me that we just need to accept the fact that North Korea no doubt sees an ability to at least create a soft wedge there, try to play upon a progressive Seoul administration versus a more hardline Washington administration and, frankly, Tokyo administration alongside Washington. So they may see that as a result, but the fact of the matter is the United States has a 7 decades of an alliance relationship with South Korea, and a good ally makes room. And so the United States needs to make room for South Korea to move forward, at least to put its toe in the water and see if there's any potential for improving inter-Korean relations.